So towards the beginning of the Parsha, describes how there was a Ra'av Ba'aretz, there's a famine, and Yitzhak wants to go down to Mitzrayim, just like Avraham Avinu did, and Hashem says, no, stay here, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be for you and your children, and then there's certain aliyos, like ends of aliyos, for some reason that are just like more, more like well known than others, so the aliyah ends right. Hey, Kev Shema Avraham, Bekuli Vayishmar Vishmarti Mitzvasai Chukosai Vesorosai. Right. So what does this mean? So I think it's a pretty famous Ramban. This is a Ramban about the two sisters marrying two sisters. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, let's see. Okay, Eretz Yisrael. So it says the Ramban starts by quoting Rashi, which he often does. Vayishmar Mishmarti. Again, what are the different categories in the pasuk? What did Avraham Avinu do? He kept Hashem's mishmar, his mitzvos, chukim, and mishpatim. So those things sound a lot like, you know, later on in the Torah, how we describe like the entirety of halacha in Torah and mitzvos. So what does it mean that Avraham Avinu kept those things? So there's Rashi, Lashon Rashi, Bekoli, what does it mean he listened to my voice, Kisha Nisisioso, when I tested him, right, the Esther Nisionos, Mishmarti, Gzeros Laharchaka, Gagon Shnios Laharayos, Shvus Lashabbos. Whoa, where did that come from? Okay? So now Rashi brings in Dinim Darabanan, but not even Dinim Darabanan like the Avraham Avinu created in terms of stories that we're aware of that he had, and he did these chumras on himself. Stam dinim derabanan by shas kol Torah kula shnius larayos. Right, being avivamos about the certain erevas are derayos. So certain ones were expanded by derabanan to be ereva derabanan. Those are shnius larayos. Shvus l'shabbos, things that we don't do on Shabbos mean derabanan. You know, a lot of the xeros of Shabbos. So Avraham Avinu, not only was he keeping arayos and Shabbos, he was keeping even din derabanan, chumras min derabanan of those things. Okay, mitzvosai, mitzvos she'ilu no nichtevu, dinu shirtevu gvun gezel shvichos damim. Okay, that for sure, there's nothing surprising about that, because those are things that Shev mitzvos b'nei Noach. Right, he kept the mitzvos, like gzela and ritzicha, what a chukosai, dvarim she'yitza hara v'obdi galilim m'shivan alayang, gvun achilas chazir, l'bishas shatneins, she'ein tam b'davar, so this was now exactly what Rashi would explain later on by chukim of us, the chukim of the Torah, meaning later on after Matan Torah, like Isser of Chazir, wearing Shatnez. We don't really know why we do it. And I just think that's crazy. We don't really have a way to defend ourselves. And it's our Yitzhara, you know, makes it difficult for us to observe those things. So Avraham Avinu kept those things as well. But so Rasai, Levi Torah Shabbal Fe'alach al Moshe Misinai. Okay, so Rashi says based on Midrash and based on Chazal, Avram kept everything you could imagine. Everything, dinim derabanan, halacha Moshe Misinai, Torah Shebal Peh, everything. Okay? Ad kan Rashi. So continues the Ramban. Vim kein, yekoze banui aldas, shay Avram mekayim misham resa Torah ad shalo nisna. This is going to be based on the opinion that Avram Avinu kept the mitzvos before it was given. You get the impression from the Ramban, he's saying this is not necessarily the only approach. But this is one approach, and Rashi's prayer is going to be based on that approach. That's what it says in the Medrash. The pasuk va'yitel lehem Yosef agalos. Right, Yosef sent agalos to bring back Yaakov and the entire family. Shepirish menu b'parshas egla arufa. That Yaakov and Yosef had been learning Torah, and the last thing they'd be doing was egla arufa. That a person, a dead body, is found between two cities. We don't know who killed them. We measure which one is closer to, and the zekeinu of that city come and say, Yadinu lo shafchu asadam hazeh. Okay. Apparently we see, based on this medrash, that Yaakov and Yosef were learning Torah like their forefathers. We got Achshav Lonas na Torah. Right, we're just clarifying, says the Ramban. The Torah has not been given yet. But it says, nevertheless, you're keeping everything. It says in the medrash, I think, by Yaakov and Yosef, they kept everything, all dinim derabban and all dikdukim, and they taught it to their children. Okay. I'd kind of just laying out that approach. V'yish lish'ol. One can ask on this idea. Emkein eich hikim Yaakov matzeva. How did Yaakov put up a matzeva? A matzeva is some sort of pillar, some sort of like way of just showing him, having sort of symbolic symbol that I'm serving Hashem here. It's a way to remember afterwards. I was here and I davened and I served Hashem. Some sort of pillar or something or another. But the Obdei Avodah Zarah took that over. And Hashem said at a certain point, I don't want you to do that anymore. But Lamaisa became part of our Torah that you can't make a matzeva. So how could Yaakov make a matzeva? V'nosa shtei achayos. How could he marry Rachel and Leah, two sisters? U'kidas rabosinu arba. I think they say the Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters. There are four sisters. V'amram nasa dodaso amram Rabbeinu's aunts. Moshe Rabbeinu hikim 12 matzevah. Moshe Rabbeinu even had 12 matzevos. V'ech efshar shiyu noagim heter batorah b'masha asar avram aviyam al atzmo v'kabo lo Hashem schar al adavar. How could it be that if our pasuk is telling us Avram Avinu kept everything, didim derabanan Torah Shabbat, everything, and Hashem's rewarding him, he's telling Yitzchak, this is why I gave Avram Avinu, I'm giving you this land of Eretz Yisrael, because of the observance of Avram Avinu, so how could the later generations have a more mekel? It says earlier that Hashem told, says Avram is going to teach his children to follow in my way. So if Avram Avinu was keeping these mitzvos and presumably teaching these mitzvos to the future generations, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, further Moshe Rabbeinu Avinu, were not keeping the Torah as we know it? Uviyakov Dorshu Sheshamar Asa Shabbos. Okay, it says by Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos. Ve'efshar. So, but what's, how do you make, what do you make of this? Says the Ramban. Ve'efshar Shiyezeb B'Shabbos. Evdein Shishkula Kekola Torah Kula. Okay, first possibility, which is not really explaining the sheet of the Medrash of Chazal, but he's saying maybe to try to fit into some extent what it means. It could be when we say that they kept the entire Torah means they kept Shabbos, because Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kola Torah Kula. Shabbos somehow, either because philosophically Shabbos represents, I think that's what the Ramban's about to say. He's like, because philosophically, by stopping on Shabbos, we're somehow acknowledging that Hashem created the world. We're recognizing that fact. So it's actually a yisod in our service of Hashem, even for Avram Avinu, for the Avos, who didn't necessarily keep the Torah as we know it, but that was something that was critical. Maybe we could say that Shabbos is just an important time for having a real relationship with Hashem. You're just stopping your schedule. You're stopping your busy regular weekday schedule, and you're just being in an environment of Shabbos and Kedusha and Torah. So maybe that's why they had to keep Shabbos. But okay, maybe Shabbos is different. V'ulai nomar. Okay, so this is now another pshat. Mishmarti shnios le'arayos shel b'nei Noach. The Ramban, I don't know if we know, but some might know that the Ramban has very expansive Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The whole discussion about how come Shimon and Levi could kill the city of Shechem, and the Ramban has a whole piece, maybe we'll actually see it, but the Ramban says, L'maisa, Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach is not that the Ramban believes they have six mitzvos, and they have a seventh mitzvah to have a court system to keep the first six mitzvos. So the Ramban, that's not the pshat. The pshat is they have six mitzvos, they have a seventh mitzvah called Dinim, which is all of Chosh and Mishpat, everything. Shomrim, Nezikin, Onag, Zela, everything is included in Dinim of the Bnei Noach. They have everything that we do nowadays. Okay, so now the Ramban saying, also, it could be there's an idea of Shnios L'Arayel Shel Bnei Noach. It could be there's an idea of Dinim D'Rabbanan of Bnei Noach. U'mitzvosai, Gezel Shechus Damim, that he could say like Rashi. Chukosai, Eivr, Menachai, the Kilayim Sharba, Behema, Varkabas, Ilan. I think it's actually a machlokas in Sanhedrin if Kilayim is Asra and Bnei Noach. He's going with that Shita that it is. So, I mean, we can read into this pasuk all Dinim of Bnei Noach. Vitorosai, Dinim, V'Isure, Avodazara, She'elu Kula, Nitzabu, Behem, Bnei Noach. Okay, so it could be what the pasuk really means. Avraham Avinu kept the Torah as he was instructed to keep it of Shem Mitzvos Bnei Noach, but it could be expanded. It could be Dinim Derabanan even, but of Arayos, but that was part of the Shem Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Vashomer Vaosi Ratzon Boru Mishamer Afili Digdukin V'Chumros Mitzvos Shelahen. What it means, Avraham Avinu is being blessed here for keeping the Torah. He kept exactly what he was supposed to keep, and even more so, he was machmir on himself, but within the framework of Shem Mitzvos Bnei Noach. V'Kamoshi Eskira Avodah Zarah Shel Avraham Avinu Arba Me'ei Pirkei Habus. It says in Avodah Zarah that Avraham Avinu is Mesechas Avodah Zarah at 400 prakim, because apparently there were a lot of idolaters back then, and there were a lot of different types of Avodah Zarah. So Avraham Avinu had a lot of chumras of by Avodah Zarah. So that means he kept all the mitzvahs he was supposed to have kept. V'darshu b'me'a she'arim. Who is it? Yaakov Avinu. Who is me'a she'arim? Yitzchak or Yaakov? I think it's Yaakov. It was Yitzchak. Is this week's parsha? Okay, I didn't get there yet. Thank you. Yitzchak was me'a she'arim, that he counted out how much his field was supposed to grow, and it grew 100 times more. And Chazal learned from there she'madadua l'maisro. He had been measuring it to know how much maaser to take off. So why is that? That's not Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. That could also be, says the Ramban, Ki hayu ha'avos nidivei amim. They were generous people. They were tzaddikim who did tzedakah, who gave charity. Laseis maaseros laniim o lekohanei Hashem. Or they give to kohanei Hashem. What does it mean, kohanei Hashem? Or the kohanei Hashem? Malchitzedek, goin shame ve'ever utavi. Kinin duhu kohen la'alayon. Malchitzedek, exactly. Meaning, it's just kind of parenthetical as what to talk about here in a different Ramban. But the idea for the Ramban, even Kodem Matan Torah, even if you don't want to say like the Avos were keeping the Torah as we know it, there's kind of a culture and a mitzias of Torah and Avodas Hashem like pre-Matan Torah. There's something to talk about there also. But that's just interesting. But since the Ramban, there are Kohanim LaHashem, there are Shem Ve'Eber, there's Machitzedek, there are people that they can give tzedakah to as Kohanim, and they're also Aniyim. So okay, that makes sense also. So now Now it's the most famous answer of the Ramban. Ve'anire elai midas rabuseinu. It would seem to me to fit in what Chazal are saying. Until now, he's not really explaining Chazal. He's just giving a possibility. Meaning Chazal were saying they kept a chazir and shatnez. So the Ramban has not really been working that in yet. But what would seem to me, according to Chazal, shalamad Avraham Avinu haTorah kula baruch hakodesh. He learned the Torah, Baruch HaKodesh, V'asak ba, uvetami mitzvot seba sodoseha, and he learned, he observed it, he did it based on the idea behind these mitzvos. V'shamar osak kula k'misha ena mitzvot v'yose, and he kept the entire Torah, even though he wasn't commanded to, but ena mitzvot v'yose. V'shmiraso osa haya ba'aretz v'lvad. Oh, this is now the crux of this more famous part of the Ramban. But he only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov chutz la'aretz nasa ha'achayos. He was running away. Right, he got the love on. He was outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's where he married two sisters. V'chein Amram, he married her in Mitzrayim. Ke'mitzvot mishpat li ha'aretzin. Is that the right girsa? Elokei ha'aretzin. Oh, you know what probably happened? I feel like I did like a find replace of like a Shem Hashem and something happened there. I don't know. Elokei Aretzein, that makes much more sense. Okay, mitzvos mishpat Elokei Aretzein. This is the Ramban, one of the probably top three yesodos of the Ramban that is controversial. I think it was about this Ramban, but maybe not. Rav Soloveitchik was quoted as saying, you don't have to accept every Ramban ala Torah, but the Ramban ala Torah has an incredibly extreme approach to Kiyama Mitzvos. And he says elsewhere, Mir Tashem will see it at some point, Kiyama Mitzvos is only supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. We do it outside because, okay, we don't want to forget how to do it, but it's only supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know if it was about this Ramban, or even if, this is a discussion on its own, but what the Ramban exactly means, does it really mean Kipshuto or not Kipshuto, but a very heavy focus on Eretz Yisrael. This idea of Eretz Yisrael is it's in that same piece that he talks about, but it's not just because the mitzvah is supposed to be done here, because it's the only land that has this unique, immediate relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and okay, there's what to discuss there, but not right for now. So he says, the mitzvahs are supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Af al pi shehuz harnu b'chobas haguf b'chol makom, we know, as opposed to mitzvahs atlius ba'aretz, we're supposed to do all mitzvahs chobas haguf, we're supposed to learn Torah, we're supposed to keep Shabbos, we're supposed to put on tefillin, even in chutz la'aretz, in all places. Nevertheless, the Torah is really for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Chazal already referenced this, but I'm going to talk about it at length. Okay, first of all, that explains a lot of the things. So all the when the Abbos were not keeping the Torah, that's only in Chutz Laretz. And Matzeva is actually an exception. Says the Ramban, Hashem decided to, at a certain point, tell them to stop doing it. Meaning, Matzevas were good. Once they were co-opted by the Obadiah Avodah Zarah as being some sort of pagan symbol, Hashem said, stop doing it, and therefore that's why Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avos built Matzevos, but then that became Aser. That's actually just interesting in and of itself. Good. Why is Yosef keeping it in Mitzrayim if it's Chutz La'aretz? You gotta go back to our answer before. Okay, Shabbos might be different. Right, that's, you have to recognize Hashem's the creator. And also, he was in such a pagan, idolatrous environment. He had to teach Ephraim and Menashe what it means to be a Jew. So, okay, he had to keep Shabbos there. But the ikar of this idea of Chazal means it was done in Eretz Yisrael. But there, one more possibility. We had a few possibilities. It means he kept Shabbos. It means he kept Shabbos with Enoch. It means this in Eretz Yisrael. Or another possibility, there, Chapshat. Okay. No marshi yehi mishmarti emunas he'alakus shemin b'shem hamiyuchad b'shamar mishmeres ubali. What does it mean? He kept the mishmeres with Hashem. It means he always had Hashem's faith, in the forefront of his mind. It was something that he focused on. V'chalak ba al obdi ha'avodah zarah v'kar b'shem Hashem l'hashir am la'avodoso. And he would disagree with all the pagans around him, and you'd call them to serve Hashem mitzvos. Like call asher tzivo b'lech lecha me'artzecha v'olas b'no v'gishas ha'ama v'yas b'no. What does it mean? The mitzvos, whatever Hashem commanded him. Hashem commanded him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem commanded him to bring up Yitzchak. Hashem commanded him to get rid of Yishmael. All the things that Hashem commanded him, he kept. Right, what does it mean, the chukim of Hashem? To follow the midos of Hashem. The Toros means the mitzvos, what we call mitzvos. It means the mila, Hashem, mitzvos, v'ninoach, etc. So Ramban has a lot of possibilities. A lot of possibilities here. There's a lot to discuss here in this Ramban. You can take it in many different directions, especially the Indian about the focus of Eretz Yisrael, but I think we'll save that for a different time. But just in the last few minutes that we have, to focus on this idea that somehow the mitzvos as we do them nowadays are done without any questions asked. Eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz, no matter what the point is, no matter what the Indian is, we do it because Hashem told us to. But this idea that somehow the Avos knew how they were supposed to do it, so they could play around with it a little bit. They did it in Eretz Yisrael. This is also expressed by Nefesh HaChaim in a slightly different way. So he says, V'ha'adam hayashar ha'ovid ha'amiti. Somebody wants to serve Hashem properly. Lo yifne daitu machshavto be'is avodaso lo yisbarach shemo afidu kedei la'alos l'tar gufo v'nafsho. One shouldn't be, again, this is not an Nefesh HaChaim shir. We don't have time to really develop what's being said here, but just to read it very quickly. One shouldn't focus his thoughts on anywhere else besides just serving Hashem when he's serving him. Elishiyale tor machshavto v'kavanoso upano l'mala tikun v'taros ha'olamos ha'kadoshim. He should, his machshava should be purified so that he'd be able to do, again, Kabbalistic ideas, perfect the spiritual worlds. This is what the Avos did when they kept the Torah. Meaning for Matan Torah. They kept it before it was given. It says by Noach that he's supposed to bring the Behemah Torah, seven Behemah Torah. Noach Torah. He knew what the Behemah Torah was. Okay, skip the parentheses. Lo shayu mitzuvim va'osim kach mitzadin. Doesn't mean they had to do it. Doesn't mean Hashem told them to do it. Tim kain lo hayu ma'aminim chas v'shalom al da'itam v'asagasam av she'sigu. So, and if because if that was true, they wouldn't just have disagreed with it and say, "Well, Hashem told me to, but I know now I'm not supposed to do it, so I won't do it in this case. I'll marry two sisters. I'll make a bama. Whatever they did. So that can't be the pshat. Av she'sigu shelofi inyan shorish nishmasam ha'achrech lem la'avor l'shanos af mikas me'achas mikol mitzvot Hashem. Even if they saw that in my particular situation, Dafka, by marrying this Erva, I could be misaking the world and do wonderful things. They wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have married their relatives. They knew exactly what mitzvahs do. We're in a world where we don't know what's going on. We have no idea. We don't know what Shabbos does. We don't know what Shatnez does. We don't know what Kashrus does. We don't know what Erva does. We don't really understand. What it means they kept the Torah, it means they had this deep understanding of spirituality, of Hashem's world, and they were able to see, this thing, I have to be careful to do it this way or not to do it this way, because that's going to have a certain impact in the spiritual worlds. Right? And they saw the terrible tragedies, the terrible destruction that could occur, spiritual destruction that could occur, if they didn't do these mitzvos. I'm skipping a little bit. I'm trying to think. Okay. Hainu, just go to the next paragraph, the line in the next paragraph. Kishizi Yaakovino Allah Bashalam Shalfi Sharish Nishmaso. Yigum Tikunim Gidolam Mekokos Olamos Elyonim Isa Hashte Achayos, Elu Racha Balea. Yaakov Avinu knew there's something called Erva. There's something spiritually bad about marrying sisters. We don't understand it. It could be because it's gonna bring machlokes. It could be because somehow spiritually or physically it's just gonna not create kosher children. But Yaakov Avinu knew through under his understanding of the spiritual world, it's not gonna happen in this case. And therefore he was able to do it. And therefore according to Nefesh HaChaim, when the Avos kept the Torah, it means they kept the Torah in a very direct kind of way, knowing that I'm supposed to do this in this situation and not in that situation, unlike how we do it today. Okay, well, I guess the takeaway from this Ramban is Nefesh HaChaim, first of all, the focus of Eretz Yisrael, but also the idea, a kind of two-pronged approach to this Medrash as a whole, the Avos kept the Torah. First of all, it's important not to take a very simplified, superficial approach to these Midrashim of Chazal. They kept the Torah, they kept it exactly like we keep it. Says the Ramban, it says Nefesh HaChaim in different ways. No, it means they kept it in a way before the Torah was given. It's not the same as we keep it now. They kept it in Eretz Yisrael. They kept it based on how they understood what it's supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. But also the takeaway that even though the way we do mitzvahs nowadays is without any exceptions, without any yotzei min haklal in every situation, in every place, in a hashkafic idea, it could be sometimes a mitzvah is supposed to be, it has this koach, and in a different way, it wouldn't have the same koach. We do it no matter what because we don't know how to make those decisions. But in some sort of theoretical sense, say the Nevi Ramban and Nefesh HaChaim, the Avos were able to understand how it works, and therefore understand how to apply it properly. Okay, Adkan.